saving money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP SmartSide today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on Monday. Not only is it Eclipse Monday, it's also Money Monday. And we have joining us, we have Manny the Money Man Resendiz here from Euclid Financial Services. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tim. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Are you Eclipse ready?
Oh, we are definitely Eclipse ready. Between the glasses and the moon-based snacks like moon pies, we're all in.
So I've got to ask you, Does the market react to things like this, to celestial events? Do people panic when something like this happens?
Generally, no. This is kind of more of that fun event where everybody kind of gets excited about something that's unique that happens every so often. But as far as the market and any real changes, it shouldn't affect anything.
Good, good. But if you are retired today, you've got all day to sit out there and look up at the sky.
I was going to say, this could be a bucket list item for those who are retired, so enjoy it while you can. Just don't look directly at the sun. That's all we ask.
Well, they're retired. They got in their RVs. They drove 4 hours into the path of totality. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to have that kind of freedom in your life?
Especially if today is that day where you're daydreaming about it. If the eclipse was the thing that you wanted to get done and we have to do this thing called work today, you may not be able to get to see it the way you'd like. But if you're having that process of daydreaming, you might not be ready to retire, but you might be ready to be ready to retire. And that's a really good place to be in.
Well, we've been talking a lot about, you know, people who are getting close to retirement and are kind of in the final stages. But let's talk about people who are getting ready to retire because, you know, it's tax season. Next week, everybody's got to turn their taxes in. People are probably looking at these numbers saying, okay, really, how am I going to start to make this plan to be able to do it, no matter how old they are or how many years they have left?
You're describing what a ton of people are going through right now. So one of the biggest conversations that we're having in the office is, I'm 5 or 6 years away from retiring. I'm not quite ready yet to pull the plug, but I just need to know, am I on track? Am I ready to get there? And so you're kind of doing this mental checklist of, okay, well, if I'm going to retire tomorrow, where am I going to take my money from? But before you even start doing that, you're doing the same thing. You're kind of gathering all your statements. You're figuring out, what do I have? What did I set aside? How much do I really have? You start thinking about that pension that's $200 a month from the company you worked for 20 years ago. You've got the 5 or 6 different IRAs your accountant told you to put money into, your 401ks, your savings accounts, all these things you're starting to kind of gather and kind of do an inventory of, all right, is this enough? And then once you feel like you kind of have that point of reference, then you start to kind of daydream of, okay, what am I going to do if I actually retire? And so there's this mental checklist that you have to walk through to get ready to actually be ready to retire.
And so let's take some of those steps, you know, kind of one by one, because you mentioned some of them gathering up everything. But really, it's a process that's best if you have somebody helping you and guiding you through it.
That's exactly it. And so what I find is most people, before they call, you know, somebody like myself or the Retirement Factory or Euclid Financial Services, they're already kind of doing this mental checklist, right? What does it cost to run my household? What's my Social Security benefit? Do I actually still have access to my pension? What's that username and password for that account that I set up 20 years ago and I haven't looked at? You're kind of doing your own gathering first, right? Figuring out what pieces do you have? And it could be anything from, how do I check my 401k balance, to what's my IRA, what's in the bank account, what does my spouse have? And you're kind of just doing this preliminary gathering of, okay, I've got all of these items. Now what do I do with them? And that's usually when you start to call and speak with somebody like myself, where you go, okay, where am I today? And is this enough to get me in 5 years to be retired or 2 years to be retired? And so you're doing that initial gathering.
Is there a way, if people maybe forgot about that pension that they might have, is there a way that you can help them locate some of these things and find these things?
So the hardest part about finding some of these old items is if the company's name changed, if they've switched ownership, if they don't have your most up-to-date address. So a lot of times you will get a notification in the mail every so many years, say, okay, you have a pension, here is a summary, and it might not tell you what your benefit is, but it should tell you who to contact. And if not, just go right onto the website, euclidfs.com, make an appointment, or just call us direct and we'll help you find it and track it down. It's usually one or two phone calls because you're just going to figure out who's in charge of the pension. Sometimes it's your old company. Sometimes it's somebody else, but there's definitely resources to find that.
So then once somebody comes to you and says, I am ready to get ready, now you've got to move them into kind of the next phase.
Yeah, and so that's where we start to kind of put the pieces together where we'll walk you through our guided planning system. And we call it our GPS plan. And that's where we go, okay, where are you today? And we have that initial discovery meeting. And that's where we learn more about you, not just the financial side of it, but we start to learn about what do you actually want your retirement to look like. And this is where you have to be somewhat open about what are you dreaming about? What are the things that you've been telling yourself for years while you're at your desk at work or while you're on the road going into the office saying, okay, if I don't have to do this, what am I going to do? Am I going to sleep till 10 a.m. and then start my day? Or am I going to get in the RV and drive from here all the way to San Francisco and back? That's kind of that initial starting point. That's generally where we start walking you through the different stages of retirement. The hardship that we run into is that we think of retirement as one giant vacation. Blow out the sheet cake, get the gold watch, and now I've got 20 to 30 years of vacation, or as I like to say it, paid for unemployment. But there's more than just 30 years of the same activities. There are different stages to your retirement. And in that very beginning, we call it your retirement vacation because that's the only training you and I have for being retired is 1 to 2 weeks at a time from our job. In the beginning, you're going to think this is great. Oh my God, I should have done this earlier. Or let me call Janet at work. She doesn't know what she's missing out on. Oh wait, she's at work. Well, I'll give her a call later, right? You start to have these weird conversations with yourself. And then eventually you kind of get to a place where I don't want to say you're bored, but you start to question, did you make the right decision? Was I really ready to retire? Maybe I should pick up a hobby job. You start to second guess all the planning you've done. That's normal. And so if you've just recently retired and you're going through this, don't worry, you're not alone. You're not the first person to go through this. Eventually, what will happen is you'll become comfortable with the money coming in, and then you'll figure out what activities you want to do. You'll actually start to enjoy your retirement, and that's where you move into your go-go years. That's where you start knocking off the things that are on your bucket list item, all the stuff that you told yourself you were going to do while you're working, but now you just have the time to do it. I think of it like going back to college. You have decided you're going to be an adult in the world. You have no idea what you want to be, but you're going to take every course under the sun. You're going to do the same thing in your go-go years. You're going to try every experience you've told yourself you were going to do. You're going to buy the RV. You're going to go on vacation for a month at a time. You're going to take the cruise. You're going to do all of those things. But that's where you start to say things to yourself like, I don't know how I got anything done while I was working. I'm busier now than when I was actually working. And so that's where you're not quite in control of your schedule yet. You're just kind of doing everything that pops up. That's generally when you move into your slow go years, and that's where you start to become comfortable with who you are as a retiree, and you know what your routine is. You're going to get up at a certain time. You're going to go for that 1 or 2 mile walk in the morning, and then you're going to grab coffee with your friends and talk about all the stuff you used to do at work and go, man, I'm glad I'm not there anymore. You're in control of it. You're not doing anything because someone says you have to. You're taking your time. And then your last stage is your no-go years, and that's generally medical, not necessarily nursing home or oxygen tanks, that kind of stuff. It's more, it takes a little bit longer to get out of bed, and you're trying to be more comfortable. And so that's generally where you spend more time with family, reminiscing about the things you did throughout your retirement. And so if you can understand those stages, you're going to absolutely kill it when you start to put your money towards how you're going to spend it in those years.
You know, you said something to me recently that really stuck in my head. And as we are, you know, having all these advances in medicine and getting people to the point where they can live longer, you could spend just as much time not working as you did actually working.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy, all the technology and the life expectancy and all the changes. It's amazing what a little water and green veggies will do. But that's where, once you've kind of start to figure out, are you ready to be retired and what you actually want your lifestyle to look like, what you're going to do with your time, that's when you can start to plan out your income and your budgets and your expenses so that you don't outlive your money. Because that's generally the number one fear everybody walks into the office that says is, I don't want to run out of money. Do I have enough? And it doesn't matter if you've got 100,000 or you got 100 million. It's the same question every time. And it just comes down to just, we don't know how long we have. So we just want the money to last as long as it can.
And, you know, I don't want anybody to get confused and think that, like, that you wouldn't want somebody to work in retirement years if that's something that they want to do. You just try to set them up so that they don't have to, so that it's something that they do by choice and not by force.
That's exactly it. Everybody's retirement is different. I like to call it, you have your cold turkey retirement, where you flip over your boss's desk, you pour out the coffee, and you go, I'm out of here. You pull your Jerry Maguire, and you never look back, and every day you're in control. And then there are some of us who really enjoy their work. It's more of a hobby and less of a chore or burden. And so sometimes for those people, I would never suggest retiring 100%, because you won't get the same satisfaction. And so you might have what we call a working retirement, where maybe you only work 2 or 3 days doing something that you're still passionate about, but you are taking the time to enjoy the personal moments with family and friends and reconnecting and doing the things that are more important to you, or just as important as work.
And then when people, you know, you're talking about making sure that you can make your money last. And I think there's a difference, you know, and you mentioned this before, the difference between what is something that is that you budgeted for and what is something that pops up and these unexpected expenses that will happen.
Yeah, and that's kind of where, once you start to kind of figure out your timeline for retirement, right? I know in the next 2 to 3 years, I'm going to stop working. There's going to be no paycheck coming in except for what I have. And so you start doing this inventory of what is it going to cost? And we generally overthink it, in the sense that we freak out and we go, I don't have enough money because I've got all these bills coming in. And what if I need a car repair? And what if I'm going to go on vacation? And if I don't have any fun, what am I going to do? And you create this gigantic budget. That's okay to do. That's your starting point, because we all have to get there. But you remember, your budget covers two things. It covers your expenses. And expenses are the things that you know you're going to spend every 12 months like clockwork. And it's usually your basics, right? Your food, shelter, clothing, medication, the stuff that without it, you're not going to be comfortable for who you are. And then you have, we call it discretionary or lifestyle, pick a term, right? That's the stuff that you're going to do because it's enjoyable and you're not going to cut it out. And it could be the, you're going to go to Starbucks every Wednesday morning with the guys from work that you used to work with, and you're going to have your coffee and you're going to have a donut. You're not going to take that out of your budget. You're just going to know it's going to be in there. And it could be that, you know, you're going to take 1 to 2 small vacations. You're going to spend X amount of money on the grandkids during Christmas. All of that stuff goes into your budget because you're going to spend it every year. Just might not be every single month. And then you have to have this emergency pile that does kind of account for the emergency. We call it life getting in the way, or the way I typically will call it is, it's your gallon of milk money, because we know it's $4 today. It might be $12 tomorrow. It's the unknown. But if you can figure out what it costs to run your day-to-day life today, then it's really easy to put pieces in place to account for the surprises coming up.
I had a set of grandparents who the only money they had after retirement was their Social Security benefits.
Yeah.
Both of them together, but still, that's really all they had. And yet my grandmother was still able, I mean, obviously Social Security today isn't what it was in the 80s either, but they were able to still go out and go out to dinner, and they were still able to buy what they wanted at the store and go to yard sales and do everything like that. And I remember saying to my grandmother, like, if you're on a fixed income, how are you able to still do all the things that you do? And that was the word that she said, budget. We just budget. We make sure that we've got everything taken care of, and then we know we have this much money to play with the rest of the month.
That's exactly it. And you stay within a guideline that you're comfortable with, right? The way you live today isn't going to change much from the way you live in retirement. you're just going to allocate your money differently. And so if you start thinking of your money in terms of what has to be there to cover all the day-to-day bills, we typically will call that your guaranteed income. It has to come in the day you retire to the day you pass away. So like with your grandparents, that was their Social Security benefit. It covered everything and gave them a little bit of walking around cash with it as well. And then you have your predictable money or your fund money. This is the money that you've set aside for the bigger expenses over the course of the year. So for some of us, it could be the taxes every 3 months for your property. Or it could be the vacation every August that you're going to take to celebrate your anniversary. It's that money there. You don't necessarily have to spend it, but you know it's available in case you want to.
So the real key to all of this, though, is planning and starting planning as early as you can.
Yeah, we find that that sweet spot is generally somewhere in that 2 to 5 year window before you're ready to walk out the door for the last time at work. Because at that point, you can actually start to lay out an expectation. I think of it like planning a road trip. You're not just going to get in your car and start driving and hope you get to Florida. You might end up in Iowa. You're really going to just kind of say, okay, this is where I am today. I know in January of 2028, I'm going to walk out the door. I'm going to have my Social Security benefit. I'm going to take withdrawals from my 401k, and I'm going to wait to touch my IRAs in 5 years. You're going to have these kind of benchmarks or these milestones. Now, I have some good news for you. Whatever your plan looks like today, it will not be the same when you actually start to use it, because you and I both know life is going to get in the way. But what's going to help you get through it is that you've done the planning, you have a general idea of what you want, what you're going for, and if you're working with an advisor like myself and the team at Euclid Financial Services, you've got someone to help put the pieces back in place in case they get out of line.
And because you've already done that, you're just adjusting the plan as opposed to blowing it all up and starting over.
That's exactly it. If your plan is super rigid and it has to hit everything exactly the way you have it in your mind, I have some really bad news for you. You might become slightly disappointed. The good news is, if you just give it a little bit of flexibility and get an extra set of eyes in there, you'll be absolutely fine, and then you'll be able to spend more time enjoying your retirement and less worrying about the money itself, because you have a plan that will correct itself with a little bit of tweaking.
And even if somebody didn't already make the plan, but they're already in their retirement, can they still reach out to you and the team at Euclid to try to help navigate what they're going through now?
Absolutely. One of the things that we'd like to take pride in is that we are designed to help people not only get to retirement, but to stay retired. Because it's one thing to get to retirement, walk out the door and take your money with you. It's another to make sure that it's actually going to last your entire retirement. And so if there are some steps that you skipped when you first retired and you didn't even know they existed, I have good news for you. You're not in trouble. You can still fix it. And so if you are retired and you're finding that it's just not exactly how you pictured it, or it seems to be a little more difficult, or the world's just getting in the way, call us. 401-727-2727. And we'll talk to you. And you might just need a quick adjustment, and then you'll be fine.
And of course, people can catch the Retirement Factory every weekend here on WBSM, both Saturdays and Sundays.
Absolutely. And feel free to tune in, and you'll hear myself, and you'll also hear Josh, the foreman, and we'll have a good time every time.
And one more time, give out the contact info for people.
Sure, absolutely. So you can either go right to the website, euclidfs.com. That's EUCLID, F as in financial, S as in service.com. You can schedule an appointment there. You can also download worksheets and informational booklets. And then you can always just call the office at 401-727-2727. And we'll gladly take some time to talk to you.
Excellent. Well, Manny, the Money Man Resendiz, thank you for joining us for Money Monday and for helping everybody get ready to retire.
Thanks, Tim. It's a pleasure.
And we'll talk again next month. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. All right, and we will take more of your phone calls coming up. But right now, it's time to go into the newsroom and get all the big stories of the day with Ariel Dorsey.
Millions prepare to witness today's solar eclipse. Reconstructions planned for the Francis Scott Key Bridge, and country star Morgan Wallen is facing charges.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Millions of people will be looking up at the sky today to witness the solar eclipse. It's the first total eclipse here since 2017 and will be the last until 2044. The path of totality, where the sun is completely covered by the moon, will occur in over a dozen states. Thousands of people are planning to travel to see the historic event. Today's solar eclipse will briefly block out the sun, but it's expected to shine some light into the economy. As millions prepare to witness the rare celestial event, experts are forecasting upwards of a $1.5 billion boost to businesses within the eclipse's corridor. Maryland Governor Wes Moore will visit Capitol Hill this week to discuss funding for reconstructing the Francis Scott Key Bridge. In an appearance on CBS's Face the Nation, Moore said he doesn't know just yet what the cost will be to rebuild the bridge and reopen the port of Baltimore. The bridge collapsed after it was hit by a cargo ship late last month. President Biden will be in Wisconsin today to announce a new student loan forgiveness program. The planned announcement comes after the Supreme Court stopped his previous attempt at a student debt program almost a year ago. An arrest has been made in connection with the arson fire set at the Burlington office of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. The 35-year-old man from California was arrested Sunday and is being held without bail. The Vermont U.S. Attorney's Office says the man set the fire outside the door of Senator's office Friday, causing some damage but no injuries. And country star Morgan Wallen is facing charges after he repeatedly threw a chair from a rooftop bar in Nashville last night. Metro police say two officers were standing in front of the establishment shortly before 11 p.m. when they saw the chair hit the sidewalk a few feet away from them. The singer was arrested on three counts of reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct.
WBSM Sports.
The Celtics took home the win over the Trailblazers, and tomorrow night they visit the Milwaukee Bucks. Opening game tomorrow afternoon for the Red Sox when they host the Baltimore Orioles, and the Bruins will host the Carolina Hurricanes tomorrow night at TD Garden.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Happy Monday, everybody. Happy Solar Eclipse Day. And if you are going to be one of the ones that will be viewing the solar eclipse, I hope you have the proper glasses ready and handy. This morning, mid to upper 30s, sunny skies. This afternoon, sunny skies will prevail. Temperature high 58, early afternoon in the mid 50s as we head into and around the 3 o'clock hour. Due to the solar eclipse, those temperatures will dip just a bit. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jose del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Ariel Dorsey for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Stretching on the grass, summer dresses pass. In the shade of a willow tree, creeps a crawling over me and over you. Stuck together with God's blue, it's gonna get stickier. Two's been around, hot summer. Let's get under.
Don't stare at the sun. Don't stare at the sun. No, don't do that. And make sure you have the right eclipse viewers if you are going to look up at the sun. So make sure that if you look at the sun now or look at any light source, that it completely blocks it out. Otherwise, I don't think you'd be happy to go blind. No matter what Bono just sang in that song. 508-996-0500. if you want to call in and chime in. Say a reminder that this week on Wednesday morning, we're going to be broadcasting the program live from Country Whip in Acushnet. If you want to come out and hang out with us, we'll be there for the entirety of the show, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. And, of course, they now offer coffee in the morning. They have coffee and cappuccino and espresso and baked goods. And we're going to be there helping them to celebrate the opening of the season and all of the new menu items they have, all of those great funky fries that we wrote about. And we'll have a great Seize the Deal for you on sale as well on Wednesday. So we were supposed to do it last week, but the nor'easter, you know, the storm was just too much. So we moved it to this Wednesday. So come on out and hang out with us Wednesday morning at Country Whip in Acushnet. Looking forward to hanging out with everybody and, you know, nothing wrong with a little ice cream for breakfast, right? We can do that. Sure. So 508-996-0500. I was talking earlier. I did write an article Friday about what some of the local schools have planned for the eclipse today, which is just really difficult timing for schools because a lot of elementary schools will have kids on the bus as this is happening. So if you are a parent and you weren't thinking about this earlier, your child is going to be on the bus during the eclipse as it reaches totality, maybe at about 3:28. So you want to make sure that you're sending them off to school this morning with eclipse viewers and that you understand and that they understand rather that they have to put those on if they're going to look up at the sky. Because the bus driver and even the bus monitor, there's going to be way more kids than they're going to be able to keep an eye on through this process, especially the bus driver who's going to pay attention to the road. So make sure that you've told your kids and prepared your kids for what could happen. And if you're not sure or if you're nervous about it, all the schools that I spoke with on Friday, they all understand. And, you know, they're allowing parents to come and dismiss children early on today, Eclipse Day. They're not going to second guess why you're doing it. So if that's something that would make you feel better, certainly go right ahead and do that. Some people are keeping their kids home. Some people have decided, you know, I want to experience this with my child. We're going to get in the car. We're going to drive to Vermont and see it in totality. You know, it's everybody's handling it a little bit differently. But I think, you know, for most of us, it's just going to be a pop our head out of work for a few minutes. Oh, wow, that's really cool. Go back to work. At least that's how it's going to be for me. I don't know. Maybe I'm, you know, ahead of the game and I can spend a little bit more time outside. Maybe I'll take the bicycle for a ride down the bike path. Since it's going to be 60 degrees anyway. That's the most exciting part. Woke up this morning and said, you know what? I'm not even going to wear a leather jacket today. I wore a denim jacket today. Nice, light spring coat. And I probably won't even need that on when I go outside later to look up at the eclipse. And then if all hell breaks loose, my arms will be a lot freer to have to fight off, you know, whatever it is that we're expecting to come, aliens or demons or what it could be. 508-996-0500. Jack Splane's going to join us in the next hour. We'll talk about a couple of his recent columns at newbedfordlight.org. We'll talk about the column he had on the problem property landlords. Jack actually went down and viewed some of those properties himself and looked up their histories. So we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about his most recent column about the possibility of a new New Bedford High School, especially when there are elementary schools that are a century old. How much do those need to be replaced more so than a new high school being built? So we'll talk about all that with Jack as well. And of course, your calls at 508-996-0500. If you are looking for a good place to go out and check out the eclipse later, you know, there's a lot of public parks are a great spot. They're going to be busy. There's going to be a lot of people at places like Fort Tabor, Fort Phoenix, Borderland State Park out in Easton has a lot of great open space. Sure, there'll be some folks heading over to UMass Dartmouth. There's a lot of great spots where you can go and experience this. But why not make yourself a little eclipse picnic? Bring a blanket, lay it out on the grass, and bring some delicious food. And you know what makes for a perfect picnic food? Some crispy, crunchy chicken. And you can get it at Gas Express at the corner of Belleville Avenue and Tarkin Hill Road in New Bedford. Crispy, crunchy chicken is the best fried chicken in New Bedford. Everybody is agreeing with me on that. I haven't heard one person that disagreed yet. Everybody's been telling me how much they love crispy, crunchy chicken because it's not greasy. It's lightly battered, lightly Cajun spiced. It's so juicy. They make it in small batches so it doesn't get dried out sitting under the warmer. They have it in bone-in and boneless varieties, plus that Cajun chicken sandwich, which is a great lunch too. But it's really meaty. It's really tasty. It's really affordable. So you go out to, you know, with some of these other chicken places, and you're going to spend 15, maybe even 20 bucks getting yourself a four-piece meal or a three-piece meal. At Crispy Crunchy Chicken, you're looking at getting yourself lunch for about 10 bucks. You can get the bone-in chicken or you can get their big, giant, boneless tenders. They are so big, so meaty, and so good. Plus all their great sides, jambalaya, macaroni and cheese, potato wedge fries, beans and rice, and of course, those honey biscuits. Stop in and get yourself some today. You can also order it via GotChu, DoorDash, and Uber Eats, but really, stop in, experience it for yourself, meet Victor and his crew, and enjoy the great taste of crispy, crunchy chicken, the perfect eclipse viewing food for this afternoon. Again, they're located at Gas Express at the corner of Tarkin Hill Road and Belleville Avenue in New Bedford. All right, I've got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments.
In my eyes, in this pose, in disguises no one knows, has the face, lies the snake.
You know, you can have a pretty deep eclipse playlist without having to get to Bonnie Tyler, which we probably will, but I figure you're going to hear that song a billion times today. So I was trying to find some other eclipse-related songs I could play for you because it is the big day. It is Eclipse Day. It's also the day after WrestleMania, which, great event, both nights, you know, not the best of all time, as some people are saying, but certainly a very, very strong showing. And of course, a couple local connections. New Bedford shop owner and Westport native Teddy Goods was on stage last night as one of the Braveheart warriors that was standing on the stage as Drew McIntyre made his entrance. And then, of course, New Bedford's own Samantha Johnson, known in WWE as Samantha Irvin. She is phenomenal, and she's going viral this morning for her call of the result of the main event. So, very good show overall. Also, I have an article up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app for you to check out today. The Assonet Inn is up for sale. It's allegedly haunted, but really, it's a beautiful piece of South Coast history, and it can be yours for $800,000. So while you probably didn't win the Powerball on Saturday, you're not the person that won, but you might have hit something. Maybe you're interested in buying the Assonet Inn. It is already in the process of being renovated and turned into condos. So you could continue that process, or you could just decide to live in it yourself. If I had one Powerball, that's what I was going to do. Although I did forget to buy a ticket, so it's too bad because that ticket that I didn't buy would have been the winner, but instead went to somebody else. What can I say? My own fault. So the but the inn is for sale, and you can see some photos of the inside at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. A great piece of local history, but that also has a little bit of a urban legend status around it, too. So I talk in the article about some of the alleged hauntings there. And while people have experienced things there over the years, some of the stories are kind of a confluence of what happened at a different inn that used to be across the river. You know, people say, oh, the Assonet Inn back in its colonial days, when the Assonet Inn itself was only built in the late 1800s. So, and it wasn't even an inn until the 1940s. In fact, I wrote an article once where an original menu had turned up. And if you remember, we talked about some of the weird things that people used to have as appetizers. When you would go out to eat in a restaurant, apparently you could get tomato juice as an appetizer. That's what you would have before your meal. You would have a glass of tomato juice. I find that fascinating. I wish more restaurants still did that today. I've got to take one final break in this hour. We'll do that and be back in a few moments. Seconds left here, but let's take a call. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Ken. Gilly Sapiolis.
Hey, Gilly.
You mentioned the Assonet Inn.
Yes.
Okay. You said you found a menu?
Yeah, there was a menu that was from the 1940s that somebody had found online. We wrote a story about it a little while ago.
Well, you know what I like was on that menu? Because I went back to the first time back in the late 60s. You know what I liked that was on the menu?
What's that?
If you're in a hurry, you're in the wrong place.
That's good.
On the menu.
Well, that's a good way to put it. Absolutely.
I just thought because you brought it up, I just thought I'd tell you that.
I appreciate
you mentioned the art. All right, you have a nice day.
You as well. Take care. That's going to do it for this hour. We are just about out of time. Stay tuned to the next hour. Jack Spillane is here. We're going to be turning on the light. We'll talk about a couple of columns he's had regarding problem property landlords and also whether or not there'll be a new New Bedford High School. And, of course, we'll take your phone calls, 508-996-0500. Really quickly, too, if you see some people out, looks like they're filming something in Taunton today, well, that's because they're filming The Walking Dead, Dead City, Season 2 in Taunton.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.